Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. We kick off hour number three, Friday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Lots of free stuff there. In fact, the entire site is free. freetalklive.com. Still on the way here, we've got some more what-if scenarios from Johnson. Things to get you thinking a little bit here tonight. But first, we go to the phones, because this is the show about your calls, and you can bring up anything. Again, 800-259-9231. We talked to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Yeah, hi, hon. It just came across Fox News that all talk radio is going to be taken off the air.
What?
Come on.
Yeah.
What Fox News are you watching?
It just came on a few minutes ago.
What are you talking about?
It does not make any sense.
You're talking about sunspots?
O'Reilly had it on his part of his program.
Can you explain a little better? Why?
They said that all talk radio was going to be coming off the air.
Who said?
The news just said it.
Wow.
But
based on what? Paula, it really doesn't make any sense. I mean, the whole industry is moving towards talk.
I think it's what it is. They know that too much information is getting out and people are getting it.
But Bill O'Reilly is talk radio. I mean, didn't he comment? What did he say?
He just said that that talk radio was going. He said talk radio America was going to be coming off the all the talk shows.
Oh, talk America?
Air America?
Well, I mean, they said all the talk shows.
Paula, I think you're reading.
They're confused.
I think you're getting confused.
Well, just watch yourself tonight.
I think I don't watch the television. I certainly don't watch Fox News.
Just try to catch it, but anyway.
They're probably talking about is the specific name, Paula, of a network called Talk America or Air America.
Talk Radio.
Hmm.
What was the context,
Paula? That's the name of the network, All Talk Radio.
But what was the context? Did Bill O'Reilly just throw it in and say, oh, by the way, All Talk Radio is going away tomorrow, and was that it?
He brought it in when he was talking about some other things, and he had a thing, beside him showing about this, and they just said that Talk Radio was coming off the air.
When?
He didn't say when. They said it was going to happen.
Paula. I mean, either he's totally speculating, or you are totally reading
what he said. That's why I thought I'd call and let you know. Okay.
Okay, Paula. I think what's going on here is you either weren't paying enough attention.
No, I was watching it right there.
Or you were reading something into it that was not there at all. Because
it's amazing.
Well, it has something to do. He said something about the president's percentage rates were down, and they said talk radio was going to be coming. Like he was trying to relate it to the president. That
now you're giving me more context. You're saying this has something to do with the president?
Yeah, that he said that because of what's happening to him, I think he thinks that talk radio is interfering, and I think this is why it was all put together.
So, Bill O'Reilly, by the way, does a daily talk show for at least 2 or 3 hours a day.
What say you?
I don't know.
Don't you think he'd be a little angry about losing that that contract with Westwood One?
He didn't bring that up. He just told exactly what he said. He said that talk radio was going
there. Paula, anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, yeah, we found out something last night that I'm really pissed off
about. You've always got something else. What's
up? We found out since Teddy Roosevelt, all of our money has been stolen by the government, and they've been using it to buy big corporations all over the world, and the Rothschilds are involved because these are his family.
Was this on Fox News, too?
Huh?
Was this on Fox News as well?
No, this was on Alex Jones last night.
Oh,
this morning.
Yeah.
And anyway, the thing is, I've notified the reps about this, and this has been going on since Teddy Roosevelt, and this is how they're bringing in the New World Order through all the people, and all this.
Yeah.
And they've actually been stealing the money. That's why we had to start borrowing money.
Mm-hmm.
They've got it all.
Well, they've been stealing the money because
they own 67% of the stock market. They own 83% of Microsoft.
They own the
corporations worldwide.
All right, Paula, have a great night. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. What time is it?
I heard a cuckoo like
800,
nine times.
800-259-9231. I wonder what she heard. I really wonder what it was exactly that that Bill O'Reilly said now and how she possibly could have misinterpreted it in the way she did.
So, wait, what was her name again?
Paula.
Chicken Little?
What? Seriously.
The sky is falling! The sky!
If we could actually find out what Bill O'Reilly had originally said there, then we might actually get some sort of way to look into the mind of Paula and try to understand how it is that she processes information. I mean, how it is that she could come across a mainstream news source like Bill O'Reilly and just totally bastardize it into what she thought he said.
Well, speaking of how people process information...
Okay, let's go back to our what-if situations here.
All right, so we're talking about that one that the violinist is the last one.
Right.
It goes into explaining. It says the violinist represents...
I don't think anyone remembers. Let's go to number two.
Number two.
Oh, okay, fine. We'll move on to number two. The runaway trolley car. One of the most famous thought experiments in ethics is the runaway trolley. It aims to clarify how we should distinguish right from wrong. Here's the scenario with two well-known variations. One, a runaway trolley car is hurtling down the track. In its path are five people who will definitely be killed unless you, a bystander, flip a switch, which will divert it onto another track, where it will kill one person.
The one
should
on
you,
it?
Should you flip
oh,
the switch?
Ah, so this is
the train is coming to a fork in the tracks. If it goes one way, it's going to kill five people. If you flip a switch, it'll only kill one person.
I would, you know, it sounds kind of tough, but I would flip the switch.
How about you, sir?
Can I go home?
Yes! You are with me, which is one of 2% of people who actually answer that way. Only because most people either think that the only option is can you flip it or not flip it. Well, what about the fact that you shouldn't get involved at all?
Right.
I don't want to be responsible.
If you flip the switch, you are a murderer at that point.
Right. Yeah. If I don't flip the switch, then whoever it was that tied the people to the tracks is the only person that can be in trouble there.
Yep.
Oh, you're assuming that they're tied to the tracks? I was just assuming that they're kind of too stupid to stand.
Yeah,
baby carriage.
Coming closer.
In which case, they all deserve to die. Can we just, switch the train so it backs up and then goes three rounds over the other?
So anyway. What's the other variation on that?
Okay, so the other one is the fat man in the trolley car. The runaway trolley car is hurtling down the track where it will kill five people. You are standing on a bridge above the track, and heroically aware of the imminent disaster, you decide to jump on the track and block the trolley car. Although you will die...
To kill yourself. Okay.
Although you will die, the five people will be saved. Just before you leap, you realize that you are too light to stop the trolley. Next to you, a fat man is standing on the very edge of the bridge. He would certainly block the trolley, although he would undoubtedly die from the small impact. A small nudge, and he would fall right onto the track below.
Oh, my God.
No one would ever know. Should you push him?
What is this called, the fat man and logic problem? Do people actually answer yes to pushing Torgo off a bridge?
God. Or me. So,
do people actually answer yes to that? I mean, really?
It's awful. I mean, it's even worse.
Well, no. People answer no to that. Well, I guess there are probably a certain percentage that do answer yes.
To save the five people. Yeah, because if you push the fat man, you save five people.
Well, no. Flip-a-Foot would say that everyone, without hesitation, would choose to flip a switch in the first trolley case, but that most of us would be appalled at the idea of pushing the fat man.
Oh,
both are the same thing. In both cases, you are murdering someone.
Both end up with a dead person at your hands.
Right.
What do they say the reasons are?
The philosophical puzzle is this. Why is it acceptable to sacrifice the person in the runaway trolley car, but not in the fat man case? Can it ever be morally acceptable to kill an innocent person if that is the only way to save many? Should some actions, such as deliberately killing innocent people against their wishes, never be done? The Last Thought experiment explores this idea. So it moves on.
I would say that the people who would be asked this question would justify their difference by saying, well, in one case I would be pushing him, in the other case I would be pulling a switch.
Yeah, same difference. To me, that's the exact same thing. You should never get involved. You shouldn't have been involved in the first place.
Right.
So,
well, being there, you're involved.
I would go home.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. I certainly don't want to be around when the cops come to ask questions.
So it explores more.
Because they're going to suspect me. Even if I had stood there and watched the train go through and kill the five people, then the cops are going to come and I'm going to be the prime suspect.
Oh, no, yeah, no. If I'm standing there with you, they'll suspect me.
The cave explorers is the other one. An enormous rock falls and blocks the exit of a cave. You and five other tourists have been exploring. Fortunately, you spot a hole elsewhere and decide to let Big Jack out first. But Big Jack, Big Jack, a man of generous proportion, gets stuck in the hole. He cannot be moved, and there is no other way out.
I begin eating Big Jack.
That sounds dirty. 800-259-9231. Yeah, we're going to explore this a little bit more. Plus, Luke is on the line. He wants to talk about the conspiracy people. 1-800-259-9231. Apparently, according to our caller earlier, all talk radio is going away as of tomorrow.
Whee!
More Free Talk Live coming back.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Hey, Manwich.
I'm like lost. What's my name again?
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have live streams there, the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version, both totally free. So go get them. freetalklive.com. All right, so the final dilemma, Johnson. We are doing a what-if situation. What if you were in the following situation?
Okay, so we talked about the runaway trolley car thing and throwing the switch and whatnot. And it says here, you know, should some actions, such as deliberately killing innocent people against their wishes, never be done? The last thought experiment explores this idea. This last one is called the Cave Explorers. An enormous rock falls and blocks the exit of a cave. You and 5 other tourists have been exploring. Fortunately, you spot a hole elsewhere and decide to let Big Jack out first. But Big Jack, a man of generous proportions, gets stuck in the hole. He cannot be moved, and there is no other way out. Well, the high tide is rising, and unless you get out soon, everyone but Big Jack, whose head is sticking out of the cave, will inevitably drown. Searching through your backpack, you find a stick of dynamite. It will not move the rock, but it will certainly blast Big Jack out of the hole. Big Jack, anticipating your thoughts, pleads for his life. No! He does not want to die, but neither do you and your four companions. Should you blast Big Jack out?
Ooh,
Big Jack's
got
to go.
Yeah, Big Jack's got to go. Because then it's my life that's on the line.
If the roles were reversed, would you advise your what would you advise your trapped companions to do?
I'd be kicking those guys away from me. Get away. You don't put that up there.
You and your dynamite.
There's only one place you can stick that dynamite.
Yeah.
The thought experiment.
All you have is a stick of dynamite and a can of Vaseline. Oh. What do you do?
The thought experiment. Thought experiments, although abstract, possibly implausible, and open to different interpretations, can have important repercussions on the way we think and act as individuals. They raise thorny questions about morality in medicine, war, politics, and indeed in everyday life. There is a difference between killing someone, or is there a difference between killing someone and letting them die? Are consequences all that matter?
Is there a difference between killing someone and letting them die?
Me? I think so.
I say absolutely.
Yeah. Or are there some things we should never do, whatever the outcome? Which I agree with that statement for the most part.
If the outcome is me getting out of the cave alive, I'll do whatever it takes.
Right. So that would be pro not ever really killing someone. I don't know. But pointing out...
By the way, everybody deserves to die for letting Big Jack go first.
Okay, good.
That's true, too. By pointing out the inconsistencies in our thinking, or simply engaging us to reflect on issues we usually ignore, they can sharpen our intellect and enrich our moral lives. They also make for a great conversation topic.
On the radio, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Luke in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, yeah, I just want to let you guys know that earlier today I filed complaints against the Justice Department because they're going to prosecute themselves. So, never mind.
It's kind of an obscure joke.
He's referencing Paula, isn't he?
I'm referencing all of the people who call your show and say stuff like that. But I won't mention any other names.
Could you believe that claim earlier tonight? Paula calling in saying all talk radio is going away. Red Dragon 365 from the United Kingdom, the guys that run our show over in the in Great Britain.
And promotes us nonstop on MySpace. It's great.
RedDragon365.com. There's only one D in Red Dragon. He sent a message. Apparently he was watching at the time or something like that. Somehow he knew. Apparently Air America's ratings are dropping like a rock. And so the question was...
And I think
was,
we've reported that a few times here on Free
so
Talk
the question Live. Was, will they be going away? Not, will all talk radio be going away?
And she still didn't get that even after we specifically asked her, well, do you think they might have been Air America?
No, it's all talk radio. It's all going away. It's the NWO.
They're all going to laugh at you.
Bilderbergers. Rothschilds.
Well, the real reason I called, actually, is I think yesterday you guys were talking about how certain Bible verses can have secular value, and I think I found a verse in the Bible about Free Talk Live.
Really?
Oh, God.
So I'll read it to you.
Okay.
It's Isaiah 8:12, and it says, "Do not call conspiracy everything that these people call conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear, and do not dread it."
That's a good one.
I thought so, too. It applies to many of your callers.
Right. Just because someone says something on the radio doesn't mean you need to get all upset about it and think it's true. I mean, right. It's amazing to me what people will just believe because someone behind a microphone said it. I mean, it applies to our show, too. And we played a little game on our listeners once. We brought Gene Ray on, and Gene Ray is a whack job. He believes that in the Time Cube, which if you go to timecube.com, you'll find out what that's all about.
You'll have a great time there at timecube.com because it's interesting stuff.
Interesting in the way that it shows how nutty Gene Ray is.
Yes.
Will give you a headache.
Yeah. And so we brought Gene Ray on and we interviewed him straight. We acted as though we were into this. We acted as though that Gene Ray had some sort of ability to discern the world through his time cubic theory. And people thought that we were for real. People thought that we were taking this seriously. They were asking themselves, well, gosh, if Free Talk Live thinks this guy is for real, then there must be some legitimacy to this crazy time cube thing. And they were honestly trying to figure it out. Of course, we turned the tables on them, and we gave it up later on, saying, look, this was just a joke. We were just having fun. We're playing with a crazy old man on the air.
But you guys shouldn't necessarily believe everything you hear, even if it comes from a trusted source like Free Talk Live. I mean, we're not a news source in the first place, so don't come to us for news. But, I mean, gosh, question everything that you hear. But some people, they just walk right in and they'll take it. They'll take anything at face value. Even Paula, who was listening to someone who I would think she would normally consider a mouthpiece for the NWO, she just totally doesn't even process. Doesn't even critically question.
I think Paula, she might not actually believe that, but the problem is that she's a utilitarian, so she just wants to make everybody aware of the New World Order at any cost, even if it involves, telling lies.
Excellent point. Thanks for the call, Luke.
No
appreciate
problem.
Hearing from you.
I thought that Bible verse that is going to be like, "Yea, though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death."
Okay.
I just thought...
Shall fear no evil.
Yeah, I shall, that one.
Free Talk Live is
the famous one, the one from Pulp Fiction.
1-800-259-9231.
No pop culture for that, man.
I saw the movie.
Did you?
Just once.
Oh.
Great vengeance and furious anger. That's Johnson.
I like the part where the guy got his brains blown out in the back of the car.
Yeah, that was a shame.
I was shocked by that. I didn't expect that to happen at all. Not in the extremely gory manner that it did. Yeah. By the way, Red Dragon 365 also reporting the struggling liberal network Error America Radio will lose its flagship station in New York City this summer, which is WLIBAM. The lease ran out on March 31st, and the extension is only running through August 31st. That, I don't think, is official. I don't think it's official that they're going to be losing it. They might. I know they're
The rankings are below the Calypso station.
Really?
Yes.
It's like,
you can listen to Jamaican music. There's high ratings for the Jamaican station than that.
To me, I'm so glad it was. I wanted to listen. I was like, well, I hate this right, this awful Christian right radio. I hate it. I hate it. I hate O'Reilly. I hate Rush Limbaugh. I hate Michael Medved. I hate Savage. I hate Hannity.
And so
I thought, hey, maybe I'll like these people with opposite viewpoints. Ugh, it's so terrible. Air America's so bad.
And how could it fail in socialist New York City?
Because they're just whiny and not funny and awful.
We're going to come back with more. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online, freetalklive.com. Get on our listener map. Go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can add yourself to it. Get a little digital pushpin, like over 1,200 of our listeners have already gone and done. Map.freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. One of the reasons why I'm going to the Free State is because I'm sick and tired of the do-nothing libertarian groups, the local libertarian groups that just sit around and just debate about liberty and debate about freedom, and they never actually get out and do much outreach. They never actually get out and spread the word about liberty, and they don't really get anything done. So I'm going to go to the Free State to get together with other real activists that are doing something.
I want to talk about local libertarian groups a little bit, because actually I just want to talk about libertarians and conservatives in general, because on the break we were talking about how, you know, I was mentioning that at least New York had had the sense to just kind of blow off Air America, even though, and we kind of discussed about the fact that even though they're still enacting all these socialist policies. And what I find interesting about it is that there are two different brands of socialism. There's the democratic socialism, which also includes a lot of environmental laws and business restrictions. And then you have your republican socialism. And they believe in all this moral control, and a lot of people are anti-immigration on both sides. And I got into this argument recently about immigration on my local libertarian group list, email list. And I'm just flabbergasted that these people could, you know, they're saying that they're not supporting government force. And I got a reply recently from somebody who was giving me the explanation. I said, look, can you explain to me how you're not supporting government force? How are you not supporting government force?
By supporting the anti-immigration
laws? Yeah, by supporting, you know, I said, look, you swore to, you know, not, what's the Libertarian pledge?
As a Libertarian, you sign, when you join the Libertarian Party, I will not advocate or support the initiation of force to achieve a political or social goal.
And I asked, how are you doing that by supporting by being anti-immigration? And this is the reply that I got.
Okay, this is from so-and-so. Not anti-immigration, and here's the explanation. There's no government force involved in regulating immigration, just as there's no force involved if I don't invite you into my home, even if you want to come in. A country is the property of those who live in it.
I bolded the stuff that he says. All this communistic socialist garbage. A country is the property of those who live in it. Group property? Keep going.
Yeah, that's certainly not a libertarian statement. Check out your tax bill. You're paying for it. As community property, a country has a right to post no trespassing.
Wait, I'm sorry, what? A country has a right?
Countries don't have rights. Communities don't have rights. Only individuals
have
rights.
There's no such thing as community property.
And I couldn't believe that. I was getting this drivel from my local libertarian group. Anyway, keep going.
It's, let's see, like it or not, one plays by the rules of the country whose rules may be right or wrong.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, what was that first statement about them not advocating force? What was that? What did he say?
He said they don't have. This is. He said.
No, I'm sorry. Did he just say the phrase "like it or not"?
Mm. Yeah.
What is that then? Like it or not? What? Or else what?
He says. And he also says that one plays by the rules of one's country, like it or not. I mean, this country once had rules where we enslaved black people. Nazi Germany had rules where they killed Jews. Okay.
Like it or not, Manwich. Like it or not.
Good people do not follow bad laws.
Absolutely. And he acts as though the country just happens to have rules, when in fact these rules are enacted by strange men and women who are sitting in some hall somewhere, voting and writing things down on paper. Who are they?
They're just strangers. Why should I obey their rules?
So he goes on. What else does he say?
Here's some more.
He doesn't sound particularly libertarian in this email.
But yet he's on a libertarian executive committee list. It's worked quite well for Switzerland, a country not known for force.
Switzerland, who's known for...
Progressive income tax?
Progressive income tax, forced conscription for every male over the age of 20
That's
in the entire country.
Yep, everyone has to join the military if you're a male in Switzerland. He says, Iceland and many other countries won't allow me to live there. That's their decision, not mine. And no force was involved, i.e., I'm not a victim. If someone is...
No force is involved because nothing has directly happened to me. Everything revolves around me. I'm the center of the world.
Well, fact is, if you went to this country and they told you to go away and you said, no, I'm a free person. I should be able to walk in here and you shouldn't be using force on me. They're going to use the force on you at that point.
Yes, that's when the force starts.
That's when they're going to pull out the baton or the wand or the taser to stop you. Yeah, to stop you from going into their country without jumping through their stupid bureaucratic hoops and regulations.
Well, you can go in, you just can't stay.
Yeah, he says, what, if someone is enamored with immigration or something?
Not if you don't have a passport. If you just showed up without a passport, you'd, like,
yeah, that'd be a problem.
Gotten in a boat and showed up at Iceland or whatever.
You'd probably be dead.
He goes on to say, I'm not a victim. If someone's enamored with immigration, I suggest positive action, like sponsoring individuals who wish to benefit from the advantages of living in the U.S. of A.
Sounds pretty communistic to me.
Yeah, I just responded, no, how about we just open the borders and welfare?
Like a real libertarian would suggest.
Yeah, I think I said that, like real libertarians. And I said... You know,
I think you have to go a little farther than just ending welfare. You also have to stop the foreign
intervention.
Yeah.
I also said, can anyone explain that to me without gallivanting into an adventure in legal land? And I linked to an article by Mark Stevens on immigration. You can actually just probably click the link since he has it available. He describes how illegal aliens don't really exist, and I think it's really
a short article. Yeah. And we love Mark Stevens; he's just a brilliant thinker. We'll share it with you. This is called "There's No Such Thing as an Illegal Alien." Again, Mark Stevens at AdventuresInLegalLand.com. There's an incredible amount of energy expended on the subject of so-called illegal aliens. These are men, women, and children who allegedly are not in the country legally. People who think they're citizens believe physical force may be used against illegal aliens to cage them and send them back to their country. This use of physical violence is called deportation. One of the biggest complaints about these so-called illegals is how much they cost the citizens and the taxpayers in welfare and other social programs, as has been claimed so many times here on Free Talk Live by our callers. However, just as it's a myth that there's a country or a nation called the United States, there's also no such thing as an illegal alien. They're all part of the giant government hoax. To prove there's no such thing as an illegal alien, one needs to examine what a nation or a country is. A nation, such as the pretended United States, is supposed to be a voluntary association of individuals. You can go look it up. The mere fact that physical violence is used to deport so-called illegals contradicts the professed voluntary nature of a nation. A nation's comprised of citizens, and a citizen is supposed to be a member of the political body, who owes a duty of allegiance in return for a duty of protection. Once again, go look up the definition of citizen. That's exactly what it is. These two duties are the only thing separating men who are citizens from men who are illegal aliens. Now, do these duties exist? And if so, how were they created? That is the duty of protection and the duty of allegiance. So if you're a citizen, you owe allegiance to the government in return for protection. But do you really? Are those duties really there? And if so, how were they created? We'll explore more with Mark Stevens. 800-259-9231, as he will explain why there is no such thing as an illegal alien. Keep your mind open for this, because it's pretty radical. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet Virgin Coconut Oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Friday edition, Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there for your discussion pleasure. We've got over 100,000 people. No, ooh, wait, 100,000 posts. 1,200 people.
That'd be really great if we had 100,000 people on.
Man, if we had 100,000.
Gajillion, gajillion.
If we had 100,000 people, we'd have to have multiple servers, I think, for that. That's
yeah, we'd have
a lot
to
of people.
Invest in more computers.
Is there a bulletin board with 100,000 people on it?
The Tampa Bay Racing Forum.
What? There are not 100,000 people in the Tampa Bay Racing Forum.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Anytime, given time I go on there, there are several hundred people online.
Oh, like
I just remember this because I saw this forum one time, and my jaw just hit the floor. I'm like, what? What?
Let's talk oil changes.
Hey, well, I thought it was racing. I thought it was dog races or something like that.
No, it's car racing. It's a car
race.
Like NASCAR. Talk about like, no, it's like street racing. Like they talk about souping up their Honda Civics.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so you can call in about anything. We're talking about Mark Stevens' article, which is There's No Such Thing as an Illegal Alien. Now, follow this one closely because it's something you've probably never heard before unless you've heard something from Mark Stevens before. He's pointing out that the definition of a citizen, I mean, if you have a nation, it's comprised of citizens, and he's pointing out how nations aren't real. Citizens are supposed to be members of the body politic that owe a duty of allegiance in return for a duty of protection. Go to the dictionary, you can look it up. That's the definition of a citizen. But do these alleged duties exist, and if so, how were they created? Is the protection offered by the United States government offered on a take-it-or-leave-it basis, like all other services, you know, Walmart and insurance and that sort of thing? No, of course not. Citizen is not synonymous with customer. Customers, unlike citizens, have the choice to say no to a particular service or product without being threatened and killed. You accept and pay for the services provided by men and women doing business as a state, or you're murdered. I mean, take it to its logical extreme. If you don't want to participate in their system that they have set up, and you don't want to participate to the point where you won't come with them when they try to arrest you for not participating, they will kill you.
Up to this point, I agree.
According to Lysander Spooner from No Treason, the only idea they have ever manifested as to what is a government of consent is this, that it is the one to which everybody must consent or be shot. It's fundamental that no duty or obligation is created by threats of violence and violence. This is one of the fatal flaws in statist government theology. Men and women calling themselves government, violently impose themselves on victims called citizens and ordain scriptures called laws that define the way government does business as a crime. I love the
When they do follow their own laws.
I love the following example of the quoted in his article, The Government Hoax. Racketeer, the definition of that is the organized use of threats, coercion, intimidation, and violence to compel the payment for actual or alleged services of arbitrary excessive charges under the guise of membership dues, protection fees, royalties, or service rates. That's straight from Ballantine's Law Dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
This describes exactly how men and women calling themselves the state, the nation, or the government operate. Now, if duties and obligations are not created by violence, then there's no duty to protect anyone, and there's no duty of allegiance. These are the only two things separating men who are citizens from men who are illegal aliens, and neither one of those duties exists. And I don't think he points out in here, but there have been Supreme Court cases that have pointed out, that have straight up said, government has no duty to protect. And so, therefore, if there is no duty to protect, you have no duty of allegiance. Because neither duty exists, there are no citizens, and therefore no nations. It then follows that there can be no such thing as an illegal alien. I mean, if there's no citizen or nation in the first place, the illegal alien thing's
there. Everyone's just people.
A fake concept.
You either support violence against people or you don't.
The only officially recognized legal status with any existence is called res nullius, meaning the property of no one. Ballantine's Law Dictionary, according to Ballantine's Law Dictionary. This is why the very idea of a free government is ridiculous. Because human beings are not property, there can be no valid government, as govern means control, and control implies ownership. According to No Treason again, quote, the right of absolute and irresponsible dominion is the right of property, and the right of property is the right of absolute irresponsible dominion. The two are identical, the one necessarily implying the other. The illegal problem is classic diversion. Instead of focusing on the real problem, men and women violently controlling other men and women, i.e. the government controlling us, the focus is diverted to the non-existent illegal aliens. Men and women pretending to be the government steal money from their victims, the citizens, and give it to other men and women and children, so-called illegals. Instead of refusing to be victims and not permitting their money to be stolen in the first place, the victims only complain that the people stealing their money shouldn't give it away in that manner. Focusing on the non-existent illegals instead of the robbery in the first place only gives the violent men and women pretending to be a state legitimacy.
Right.
And when we point it out here on the air, when we point this out to these Republicans, these anti-immigration zealots, what it is that's going on, why don't we get rid of welfare, we ask them.
Impossible.
Oh, we can't do that! They've given up. They've given up on whatever principles they might have once had. Anyway, Mark Stevens says, it's tantamount to a bank being robbed, and the bank manager's only complaint is that the robber's buying crack with the money. Hey, don't buy crack, that's stupid! You should buy more guns and soldiers so you can steal more money from my bank. It seems irrational to complain how stolen money is being used. When money is stolen, the only relevant issue is that it was stolen, not what the antisocial parasite is doing with it. While illegal aliens are not real, violent, antisocial men and women pretending to be states are. Buying into the illusion that there are states and nations only diverts attention from what these professional parasites are doing to us. Killing, stealing, and lying. Mark Stevens, AdventuresInLegalLand.com. Good stuff. More on the way. You take control of the airways. Even in these remaining moments, it is your show. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long.
Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We're here 24 hours a day. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You can get your thoughts here in these remaining moments. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. You like what we're doing here on the show? Well, you can amp Free Talk Live. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get signed up. It's $3 a month, totally voluntary. We give you everything on our website for free, so it's not like you're going to miss out if you don't do it. Go to amp.freetalklive.com because then you will get classic archives as an amplifier. You will get access to the amplifier-only call-in line and more. Plus, our final goal with the AMP program is to reduce commercial time by 25%. We got to go to the phones because we need to sneak this last call in here. It's Alex in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hello. I just wanted to let everyone know that illegal immigrants means illegal, and it's an insult to all Americans' intelligence just to bring this up as, oh, should they be granted amnesty? Well, they're illegal. They shouldn't. So don't let your intelligence be insulted by these dirty politicians and all these people that want to be politically correct, because that's all people want to do nowadays is please everyone else. And, oh, well, I'm not going to speak up because I might get bashed on. I'm just going to go along with everybody else like a good robot.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
what
you think?
So
are you somebody that thinks we should build a big old wall and keep people out of the country?
Well, yeah. What I'm telling you, yeah, they should. I mean, they're over
who's going to pay for the wall?
American tax dollars.
Oh.
That would be a good use of tax dollars. I'll tell
you that. So basically, the legal immigrants will be the ones paying for the majority of the wall.
And they're my tax dollars.
They don't pay taxes. They don't pay Social Security.
Oh, they don't pay taxes?
That's a damn lie.
Oh, they don't pay taxes? Well, what if I were to tell you that two-thirds of illegal immigrants pay Medicare, Social Security, and personal income taxes?
How?
Well, what if I were to tell you 100% of Americans pay that? How about that?
I don't
You'd
pay
be wrong.
I don't pay them. Forget about that.
You'd be wrong, which is exactly what you are about the immigration issue.
Why do you pay taxes? Are you a slave?
Maybe I could give you my personal number if you can show me how to evade taxes. Do you want to do that?
Hey, just try not paying them, dude. Now, look, I pay property taxes because
I'm
on my house.
What happens? The IRS comes after you, garnishes your wages. It's beyond anything anybody can do about it.
It sounds like you support that.
The only thing I support is
shooting people that don't pay taxes the way you want them paid.
The only thing I support is getting you out of here. And it seems like you're an unpatriotic
That's
American.
That's because you're a racist.
Oh,
Alex,
no, no. I got my... Hey, wait, man. I'm wearing my Captain America t-shirt tonight, man. I'm absolutely...
That doesn't make you an American. That doesn't make you...
I'm an American because I'm born here, man, just like you. Those are good enough reasons. Now,
Alex,
your phone's cutting out, man. Your phone's cutting out. We got to let you go. Thanks
for
the call.
You're
Manwich, keep going with your thoughts. My thought process is Alex sounds like a white guy. And if he's a white guy, his parents, some ancestors of his came over from Europe. And why is it that he wants to keep out people that... I don't know.
A lot of people think that they're leeching off the government. I have some facts to disprove that.
Get them out there now.
In reality, in 1996, the Welfare Reform Bill disqualified illegal immigrants from nearly all means-tested government programs, including food stamps, housing assistance, Medicaid, and Medicare-funded hospitalization. The only services that illegal can still get are emergency medical care and K-12 education. So, immigrants aren't flocking to the United States to mooch off the government. According to a study by the Urban Institute, 1996 welfare reform effort dramatically reduced the use of welfare by undocumented immigrants and households.
So, wait, you say these anti-immigration people are just lying to us?
Yes. They don't understand what's going on. The government is actually mooching off the immigrants. The immigrants, on average, pay $80,000 more in income tax than they use.
Wow. I wish we had
two-thirds of immigrants are paying all their taxes.
I wish we had more time to discuss this, but we're going to be done. We're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. See you tomorrow
night. I'll post the link on the BBS.
In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Check.